Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.
This is a fresh episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats with me, Kevin Powell, alongside Mike Piff, and a couple of special guests who made their way into our studio. Very appreciative of you guys stopping in. Dario Durham and Sarah Fada of 77 Flavors of Chicago. Why 77 Flavors? 77 neighborhoods, 77 communities in Chicago. I love that idea. Yep. We do have National Italian Beef Day coming up, and you guys are involved with something very cool going down on Saturday, May 27th. Let's get into that in just a bit. But let's talk about you guys a little bit. Let's talk about how you met, how you came up with this idea. It's more than a podcast. It's a vlog, or however you want to put it. You're content creators covering Chicago and all of our communities, the food, the culture. So how did you guys meet? How did all of this start?
How we met, that's a PG-friendly right here.
PG-13.
Yeah, okay, all right. We actually met at a comedy show. So I'm a comedian on the side also, and Sarah was in the audience, and she caught my attention, literally caught my attention.
Were you a heckler, Sarah?
I was. I definitely was. I was like, he's cute. I'm going to say something.
Oh, there you go.
Wow, what a story of a meeting.
Yeah. That's great.
But the idea of the podcast actually came about super random. Dario bought the equipment with plans for a different podcast that no longer exists, and I put the headphones on and I was like, you need to hear my voice. This sounds amazing. And in 15 minutes, we came up with the idea. Dario loves the city. He's from here, born and raised. I'm from Jordan, and I love food, and I've been cooking my whole life. So together, it was 77 Flavors of Chicago.
Yeah, I love that. And you two were just in Italy. I know you guys had a trip to Europe. Mm-hmm. I was just in Italy, so we chatted about that a little bit. But we both were saying as we were walking in, like, it's always a bummer to leave vacation, but when you come back to a place like Chicago, we're spoiled. I mean, the amount of food and restaurants and the great neighborhoods we have in this city. It's one of the reasons Mike and I started doing this podcast is because we're always talking food in the office. Yeah. And we're like, well, let's just sit in front of a mic and do what we're doing because everybody loves the city's food scene and dining scene. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to your approach of what you guys are covering, is it just restaurants you're interested in, communities you want to check out? I guess just elaborate a little bit on the whole concept.
So the concept in its birth, right, was to visit all 77 community areas and talk about the history, how it got started, what it's like there, and then eat food in that community area, right? So to kind of give people a sense, the listeners a sense of what's going on there, right? Good, bad, or other, right? And over time now, it's 2 years in June. It'll be 2 years. So how it's changed is we cover things that are interesting, things that are, you know, people might talk about like, oh, I know that that's the Willis Tower, you know, I know that, but like, what do I know about it? Like, or I know it's 875 North, right, Michigan Avenue, but what's about it? Or, you know, so we dive deep into what it is, how it started, who built it, what were the people like around there, and it's just interesting stuff, you know what I mean, like stuff I want to know, like you know
it's a city where if you live in it or around it, you grow up around it, you think you know so much about the city, but like even if you've lived here your whole life, you probably don't know everything about the city. It's an endless amount of content, and then it does, everything kind of does come back to food, at least for me. You know, so every community has their restaurants, and I don't know. For me, everything is kind of built around the next meal, right?
Like, what are we doing? Who all there and what food are they having?
Right.
You can talk to my wife about that. She gets nervous.
Yes, it's a constant planning. You're having a meal and you're like, where should we go next? Yeah. But I love that it's not just, let's not just talk about the food. Let's talk about the community around the food, too, which I think is great.
Yeah. We learn so much about it.
Yeah. And, you know, we often say you can eat around the world in Chicago, and that is very true. And sometimes you can eat around around the world in a single zip code. Yeah. So there's so much diversity. There's so much to do in the city. We absolutely love it. We've encountered a lot of community organizations that are doing great work. So it's really, you know, we loved the city before, but now we're like,
we die hard. Like, you can't tell. I will fight over.
Don't talk bad about Chicago. Chicagoans will lose it on you.
I think you what's also really cool is you get to shine a light on places that don't get a lot of attention. And, you know, tell our listeners about some of those places you've gotten to go to and what has surprised you when you've gotten to do that.
I think so. The South Side being the big South and West Sides, right? That's the big, you know, topic, right? The elephant in the room. A lot of people don't go to the South and West Sides, right? But when you think about the South and West Sides, and from what we learned, it is a treasure trove of like history, beginnings of Chicago. You know what I mean? Like a lot of things started in Chicago. You know, like you have so many great stories and historical things that if you're a tourist, or if, even if you're a Chicagoan and you haven't seen this stuff, man, go out there and check it out. You know, we were out yesterday recording, and we, Marquette Park, right? We're in Marquette Park, and we just stumbled across this monument to MLK. And we're sitting right there like, I didn't even know this was here.
And that's
like,
where you grew up.
And that's where I grew up. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, it's those type of things where, you know, it's eye-opening, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the South and West Side, that the whole South and West Side, honestly, is so much. Bronzeville, we talk about that so much. You know, Pullman is just a treasure trove, you know? A lot of people don't even know. It's a national park.
National park.
Yeah. So you can get a stamp. Like, if that's your thing, you don't have to go to Yellowstone. Yeah. You can go right here, you know?
My favorite one was actually the Stockyards. I'd heard about the Stockyards. Oh, cool. You knew what it was, but I'd never gone to it. I'd never experienced it, and we actually got to tour the plant, which is a building that used to used to be a meatpacking house that's now almost exclusively plant-based things that like the irony, right? Yeah. And they have a really cool museum in there that you can, that's opened recently, and it's absolutely just eye-opening.
It's really
cool.
It's fun to play tourist in your own town.
Very true.
Because when you live in a town, you go about your day like you would anywhere else, right? You wake up, you have breakfast, you get ready, you go to work, things like that. So you sometimes you miss stuff, you know? Right. So I think trying to explore and learn about it, it's fun.
It's too. Very fun.
Very fun.
And it's the start of summertime shy, guys. Oh, like, this is a great time.
The best
to get
time
to
ever.
Adventure.
It's an endless amount of fun. How many of the 77 communities, neighborhoods, how much have you guys covered over the past couple
of years? All of them.
So have you had all of them?
Yeah. So we've gone through all 77. Wow. We had a big little live recording party in December for 77. Yeah. It was in North Lawndale. So it's been, we're 2 years now. It takes a year and a half to go through all each one if you do,
once a week.
Yeah. So
some of these neighborhoods that people maybe don't visit very often or maybe just aren't familiar with for whatever reason, can you name some restaurants or recommendations maybe people should try? And fire away. Yeah. This is a food podcast.
Let's talk.
Bigger than food.
Chicago Eats. Let's get it.
Let's hear some recommendations. Fire away.
Yasa, which is
Bronzeville.
Yeah, if you go right there on MLK, Yasa is just an amazing
Senegalese
restaurant.
Bronzeville's turning into such like a hot spot.
I know.
Treasure trove.
It really is.
Like, it's literally everything. And actually, peaches right there in Bronzeville. Like if you have it, they have peach coffee, y'all. Like
really?
Yes.
That sounds so refreshing.
It is. You almost so just don't good. Even want to drink. You just want to smell it. You know what I mean? Like,
just dab a little right here.
Yeah, right. That's cologne. You know what I mean? Like, but, you know, so you got peaches. But if we go even further south to which a lot of people don't realize, but Hegewisch is a community area here in Chicago. It's like the southernmost tip of Chicago. They have, what is it, Pudgy's Pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Pudgy's Pizza out there. What?
So good.
Is one of the best pizza places.
Yeah. Okay.
They
really?
Do like the thin square cut pizza.
Okay, so we're talking tavern style, Chicago
style.
Okay.
We got to add it to next year's bracket.
Yes.
You have to.
We did this Pizza Madness bracket, and Mike is like the pizza expert. We put like an NCAA tournament size bracket of pizza spots.
Oh, I want to be a part of this.
I love that.
Yes.
What's the buy-in?
We'll have Selection Sunday. You guys will be a part of it.
Yes. I love
crazy
that.
The place that won is all the way up in Crystal Lake.
So it's like Chicago and around. It's impossible possible right to get all the pizza spots. Mike did a great job. We broke it up into regions, which was like the North Burbs, City, South and West.
Chains.
Into chains. So it's hard to kind of break it up. We'll make some tweaks next year, but it's Pudgy's, you said?
Pudgy's Pizza. They have, what is it? One of the pizzas called Bill's Mistake or something like that.
Bill's Mistake.
I think that's what it's called.
But I think Bill's the original owner. Yeah. It's a pizza
that he accidentally made that just stuck. It's very good, too. Yeah. So.
A happy mistake for the pizza.
Yeah.
Plug anything else you guys are doing. I mean, we'll get to the event coming up this Saturday, but
Italian beef.
Oh my!
Italian beef. We can go to that. What is your let's pivot then to Italian beef talk. What favorite Italian beef shop in Chicago for you guys?
Well, if we don't say Al's Beef now, Saturday is canceled.
That's true.
Do you know what's funny? I hated Italian beef, and I was like, really? The idea of like wet meat just does not appeal to me. And then we went to Al's Beef, and Chris, the owner of Al's Beef, was like, "You're going to have a sandwich." I was like, you know what? Yeah. And I did, and it's amazing. Yeah. I love it now.
Yes, we're known very much for a lot of things when it comes to food, and our pizza, obviously, deep dish or tavern, that's always an argument, too. Yeah. But Italian beef is like the most Chicago food because, yes, you might be able to get a beef sandwich somewhere else, and there might be others trying to replicate it. You're not going to get a true Italian beef anywhere other than Chicago.
Right. Because that concept doesn't make sense. A bunch of meat on a bread and then dip it. Right.
We're going to cook a giant slab of beef, and then we're going to wait a night, and then we're gonna slice it paper thin and then dump it on some bread and pour some juice on it. What?
Sounds great.
And then don't get me started on the combo, because that
that's a struggle for me sometimes. But if you grew up in the area and you had a graduation party or a summer family party, there was that tray of Italian beef. You didn't know where it was from. But and you grew up and you're like, what is this? Just do it. Put some juice on it. You're going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Yeah. Sweet or hot peppers. Fine. Yeah.
Right. I used to, when I worked on Michigan Avenue and I had to ride into the city, I lived outside the city for a little bit. I kid you not, in the morning, as early as Al's Beef was open, I had a combo sandwich every morning. I kid you not. People were like, "Are you eating a beef sandwich at like 8 in the morning?"
I love it.
Yeah. It's the morning. It's breakfast.
Yeah, that's breakfast. Right. What you talking about? Like, I'm looking at people like, y'all crazy.
I have a coffee with me, too.
Yeah, right. Just to balance it out, you know?
I got orange juice.
It is a special treat we have in Chicago. All right, let's talk about what's coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. National Italian Beef Day, Saturday, May 27th. A big day in Chicago, obviously, as we just kind of laid out. And free Italian beefs coming up at 875 North Michigan, so at the Hancock Building.
Yes.
They're giving away over 500 Italian beefs. Free beefs, folks.
Free
beefs. 11:30 to 2, Friday, May 26th. While supplies last, but over 500. Go there, get some Italian beef. And then Saturday, there's a whole event starting at 11:30. Al's Beef founder will be there, kind of talking about the history of the Italian beef sandwich and the story of Al's and all of that. And then from 5 to 6, it's you two. You guys take over. Talk about what you're doing. What can people expect if they stop by?
So if you haven't been to the food stop at 875 North Michigan Avenue, go because these events are fun. It's a dope environment that World Business Chicago has curated. You get local business. So if you're a tourist or if you are a Chicagoan that doesn't venture off to any parts of the city, other parts of the city other than your own, you can come and get food from these communities and kind of have that experience, in one place, right? So it's a good way for the businesses to kind of get their stuff out there. It's a good thing for Chicagoans to kind of learn and grow. And tourists, if you're a tourist, come on now. This is one of those touristy, Instagrammable things you need to be at.
Yeah. But,
think of it as like an indoors curated market for local businesses in Chicago to sell their product.
Yes.
A lot of them are rotating, but then you have like staple ones. Choose Chicago has a booth that sells great products from all over the city.
You
get to experience all of these little, jars of honey or, stuff like
great.
That. Yeah. But then you also have these events that are constantly put on. They're all on World Business's website, or you can follow the Chicago Food Stop on Instagram. They're all posted there. Space is free. Yeah. Whenever it's open, you can enter for free. The events are always free.
Yeah. And
they're all PG-13.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, you can bring your kids.
You can give it away free Italian beef, y'all. So, like, get there early. Like, supplies will not last, you know? So that's starting at from 11 to, like, 2. We're going to give an order until supplies last. And then we do have that conversation with Chris Ouse Beef. Going to talk to him about it. And then Monica Ng and David Hammond, they have a book out that they are going to be talking about, which is really cool because they toured, you know, Chicago and got 30 of our unique dishes here that are Chicago staples. So we're going to talk to them. They're going to have the book out there. Really good conversation. So that's going to go from 2 to about 4-ish. And then we do. I have a comedy show at the end of the day to kind of like bring some.
Called Where's the Beef?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, if you think he's cute, you cannot talk to him.
Oh, wow. Or as it will be beef.
There will be a bodyguard.
So, Sarah's always thugging in
Sarah the bodyguard.
Yeah, right.
T-shirt on for it, too.
Right. You know, it's going to be fun. So I got some of Chicago's funniest, a couple people, and then myself. We have a DJ is going to be there all day.
Even the comedy show is PG-13, so if you're there for the day, your kids can stay for the show.
Yes. The kids last time were actually, they were a part of the show. It was pretty fun.
I love it. I love that we're making this a massive celebration.
Yes.
All centered around Italian beef. Yes. That's how much we love it here in Chicago. It's like a whole event you guys are putting together. I think that's great.
Yeah, the thing is, too, is what we want to kind of convey is that if you are, you know, a lap Chicagoan, or if you are a person that's, you know, just outside and like, I don't want to come to Chicago, you know, I heard so many things about Chicago. The point of this is to kind of give you that sense of security and inclusivity of what Chicago is, right? So, you know, the reason why we have a comedy show at the end of an Italian beef themed day is because entertainment is a huge part of Chicago's culture. Mm-hmm. And when you come to Chicago, you think of comedy, you think of Second City, you think of all these things that Chicago has in addition to food, in addition to the culture. And so that's what the food stop is, and that's kind of what we plan these days out to be. Is something where, hey, let's take a ride down to, you know, 875 North Michigan Avenue. For those that call it John Hancock Building, you can call it that. But, you know, just, you know, let me go out there and see what's going on. And then, you know, don't just come for that. You know, you're right in the epicenter of what's going on in the city. You know, go down, you're on Michigan Avenue, like the greatest street in America, right? You know, so go down there, hang out down there, shop, and go to Navy Pier. So.
Actually, that Saturday is the first day of fireworks at Navy Pier. So there you go.
Perfect. There you go.
Get a beef, have some laughs, go watch fireworks. Right. Sounds like a great Saturday in Chicago.
You know, like you be in bed by 9 o'clock.
If you want to
be.
I would, to be honest.
Same. Literally same.
All right. This is a ton of fun. It's been great getting to know you two. I'm sure we can do a lot of fun stuff down the road. Mike, anything else for our wonderful guests here?
You know, just because in the spirit of Italian Beef Day, Kevin, we've got something that we're cooking for next month.
Good plug.
That we ought to share.
Well, we mentioned the Chicago Pizza Madness bracket, which went insane. The amount of, you know, we're passionate about pizza. We're passionate about food, and everybody, you know, pizza, it's one of those things that everybody has their favorite, right? Because it's whether it's the neighborhood or the burbs, wherever you grow up, pizza night's always fun, right? Yeah. Friday night, there's somebody tells you you're getting pizza. Everybody amps up. So the response we got from it was fantastic. I mean, a ton of traffic to the websites and just fun social media stuff, too. So we've planned to do I don't think we get 64 restaurants.
No, but good 16.
A 16 team quotes Italian beef bracket.
Oh, I'm in. So I'm in.
I think Al's will be a number one seed, of course.
It's got to be.
I mean, it's literally called Al's number one.
Right? Yeah, right. Yeah. That's a dope story also.
We'll be launching it along with the start of The Bear season 2 coming up. So that's a little bit of a tie-in. Yeah. So look for it end of June. And we've got 16 in my Italian Beef Twitter. Help me out with this one.
Oh, wow.
We've only been to so many Italian beef joints, right? Yeah. And you can only get so far. I mean, you guys have gone to 77 neighborhoods, but we've got some help, and I think Chicago's going to be happy with this.
Oh, yeah,
I mad at us, and we're not. It's okay. We like the engagement.
That's right. Passion.
Yeah. It'll be fun. You were saying about Al's. What else? Did you want to add something about Al's Italian Beef, too?
Oh, I was going to say the story, why it's called number one. I'll let Al tell.
Okay.
Come out on Saturday.
Okay. But like, then,
the story is just dope, how it got started. Just, long story short, hint, it was a front.
So
that's all I can say.
Yes,
that's
so Chicago.
That's very Chicago.
Great stories. This is great, guys. National Italian Beef Day, Friday, May 26th is the eve. The 27th is the actual beef day. Head on up to 875 North Michigan. Have some beefs, have some fun, have some laughs with our new friends, Dario and Sarah. Thanks for stopping by, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us. Y'all great, man.
It's a ton of fun.
Yeah.
And this was the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. Thank you for listening.